Welcome back, my friend. Chef and a Fat Man live from Whole Foods right here in fashionable East Cobb. It's in Merchant's Walk. And Chef Eric, I forgot to ask, was Mother's Day good at Casa Holdo last week?
Yeah, it was. Although we're missing our daughter.
Yeah.
You know, so she's off in college and working and getting scholarships. And she did an amazing job. Amazing kid. So I'm very proud of her. But, yeah, so we just went to brunch over at the Polo Golf Course.
Oh, did you?
In Cumming. Yeah, apparently we joined that while I was on the road. So we're now members of a golf country club.
Now, how did that happen?
I don't know, but it happened. Surprise.
Yes, well, I had no surprises for the She-Beast when I got back from... Now, you were on the road. You spent some time in Vegas in the last couple of weeks. A couple times. Yeah, and you were moving...
Moving my daughter into her new apartment. Went to Vegas, New York, Chicago, back to Vegas, Charlotte, New York.
Are you living in Las Vegas?
No, she's in Birmingham. So, didn't even mention that one, but... Been all over the place. Of course, I got back from Japan not long ago.
Yeah. How was it?
Had some very interesting meals there, I'll tell you. We went to a place called a ninja restaurant.
Go figure, a ninja restaurant in Japan.
Well,
that's a bit of a stretch.
I'll tell you what, the funny thing about this place is it's in the bottom floor of an office building.
Okay.
But here's the thing. It's a regular high-rise office building, and all the restaurants pretty much in Japan are in high-rises.
Oh, really?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, they may be on the 54th floor.
No kidding.
It's a totally different thing. A lot of the buildings are connected by tunnels. There's a lot less people walking on the top as there is like through the tunnels and through the train stations in Tokyo, in parts of Tokyo. So anyway, we went to this ninja restaurant, and you go in, and there's sort of an interesting wooden facade of this entry into the building. And you're kind of, you feel like you're entering underneath like a patio level of the high rise. So we go in there, and all of a sudden they just stop you at the door. Four people at a time can only come in, and it's all painted black inside, very little light. And all of a sudden, this female ninja comes flying through a window that's about 8 feet off the ground, and lands on the ground, and says, follow me, we must escape. So you start following her through the restaurant.
Oh, my
God. And there's, I mean, for us, now, I'm 6'2 and a half. One of the guys with us is 6'7. As we're walking through, I mean, we're just about bumping. But she's telling us, you know, you're bumping your head because the passageways were about wide enough maybe for me to go through. Maybe. Shoulder to shoulder. So very small passageways. Upstairs, downstairs. And then she says, wait, there's the bridge out. And you see this sort of this drawbridge that's out. And then she says something or other, and down comes the drawbridge, and you cross over the water, quote unquote. And anyway, you arrive at your little room, and it's tiny, and it's totally cramped, and it's totally black. And all of the food that comes is basically black in one way or another, or completely black. It was... I'll tell you what, the food was excellent. Some of it looked like a giant turd. There was a...
No, I don't know. I mean, come on. Culinary show, you're going to say...
I'm just telling you. There was this puff pastry.
Oh, God.
There was this round sort of, you know, no. You know how it's got the little top on it? And it was totally black. And then cut inside of it was a salmon mousse with an avocado... avocado and salmon mousse thing inside. It was delicious. It tasted like a puff pastry, sort of thing. But it just didn't look like it. So one of the people was not able to even try and get his not even able to try it. Let's put it that way. He just said, no, this one I can't do. He did the rest. But everything was black in one way or shape or form. Including at the end, there's this bowl, and it's got a red-looking ball in the middle. It looks like, It looks like a rubber red ball that you would, like in squash or, I don't know, whatever. And but it's bright, bright, bright red. And it's sitting in the middle of this clear broth. And it's actually dessert. The red is, it's an ice cream that's encased in this sort of, I'm guessing, a rice-based covering to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the broth around it is actually a sweetened lychee-based broth. So it was really delicious, but it just looked so weird. But it was fun. So that was one of the stranger places we went to.
Yeah, I would qualify that as strange place.
Yeah, we ate at some great places. But let me get started with another recipe while we're thinking about it. This is going to be our orange chicken recipe. And I'm going to start with a bowl. They've got a cup of orange juice. I've added two teaspoons of ginger that is grated. And if you go to Whole Foods, just get the organic Emperor's Kitchen grated ginger, which they sell here. It's really good. And then I'm going to add about a tablespoon of honey. I'm going to add some minced garlic, about a clove worth. And two tablespoons of soy sauce. So let's see, that's one, two. That's an exact count. It's an exact count, but not a measurement. That is absolutely true. So we're going to mix this up, and this is going to be a sauce that we add into our orange chicken. Now, again, remember, I'm not doing a fried orange chicken. This isn't a General Tso's chicken or something like that, which I have done on the show before. But this is just going to be a nice, light orange chicken that's got a nice little amount of sweetness from the orange and from the honey, but not overwhelmingly sickly sweet like some of the stuff you get in the fast food restaurants. All right, now I'll set that aside, and let's grab some chicken. Actually, before we grab the chicken, food safety first. We have our pork chops that have been resting for about 5 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and remove those off my cutting board so that there's no chance that the raw chicken comes in contact with any of our food.
Well, I'm so glad you believe in safe cooking.
Yes, I do believe in safe cooking. I'm glad you recognize that. So let me get the clean side here.
Did you know on this date in 1832, Philip Danforth Armour was born?
Philip Danforth
Armour.
Armour.
Does that name ring a bell at all? Armour?
Like Armour hot dogs?
An American industrialist. He was a pioneer in the use of refrigeration and meat canning. Armour and Company helped make Chicago the meat packing capital of the world.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
And didn't they make Vienna sausages?
Oh, yeah, Vienna hot dogs.
Not Vienna hot dogs, but remember the little Vienna? Those were from Armour, too.
You know what? I don't care what anybody says. You can laugh at me all you want to, but those little sausages in the can, when you fry those up, or Spam.
Hey, I like Spam.
I'll tell you what, man. You take Spam and pan fry it, a little butter and a little garlic, and then put some eggs over easy over the top of it, and some hash browns on the side.
Right.
I'm telling you, man, you have got a tremendous breakfast.
Well, let me tell you, I actually had fried Spam in Japan.
I was going to say the Japanese are big into Spam.
Yeah, it's really big in Hawaii.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but there's obviously a pretty significant influence both ways, from Hawaii to Japan. So it was delicious. It was they served it with, I think it was in a sandwich. So it's very good. What I'm doing is I'm taking two chicken breasts, and just cutting them lengthwise, and then coming back and cutting across the strips, so I get some nice diced chicken, and it's about a 3/4 inch dice on the chicken.
And while he's figuring out and breaking out his tape measure to make sure they stay at 3/4 inch, we're going to precisely get out of here for a shameless capitalistic break. We are Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, live from the incredible Whole Foods right here at Merchants Walk. Where is that? Fashionable East Cobb. It's Chef and a Fat Man doing it up Enjoying it big, losing weight right here at Whole Foods.